The city had decided not to make any places available for the monitored letting off of fireworks for Diwali and November the 5th. There was a bit of unhappiness about that, particularly from the Hindu community, with Diwali coming up this weekend, and Diwali is a religious festival during which fireworks are often let off for historic reasons. And in response to that, the city said, all right, we'll make the Athlone Stadium available for members of the Hindu community to go and let off Diwali fireworks. And there have been threats from organizations, I don't know how representative they are, of the Hindu community, saying that that's not good enough because that is the only site in the broader Cape Town area and people would have to travel long distances. So threatening to go to court unless more sites, three sites, are made available. Professor Dilip Menon is on the line to us now. The morning show speaks to him about matters on the Indian subcontinent, but he is a practicing Hindu, Menon Chair of Indian Studies and the Director of the Center for Indian Studies in Africa at WITS. Dilip, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. It's interesting to see myself described as a practicing Hindu. I'm much out of practice, so I stay in touch with Hindu philosophy.
Okay, I'm sorry about the mischaracterization then. Fireworks and Diwali, have those two gone together for hundreds of years, or is this a reasonably recent development in celebrations of Diwali?
Well, actually, there's a whole set of traditions around Diwali. One of the traditions around Diwali, which is celebrated in India, is the fact that in the Ramayana, the return of King Ram, who is a just and virtuous king, after 14 years of exile, having vanquished the demon king Ravana, got back his wife who had been abducted, and he returns to his capital city in Ayodhya. And so the occasion celebrates his return to the city, so there's lighting of lamps, fireworks, and so on. So that's a traditional belief. Increasingly in India, particularly in big cities like Delhi and so on, there have been discussions and debates about whether fireworks should be let off, whether this increases pollution, whether this actually harms animals with, particularly dogs and so on, with higher levels of auditory capability. So, it's not a done deal, as it were. There's a whole set of ongoing discussions about whether fireworks should be let off, though traditionally it has been.
Traditionally it has been. But, some religions, some approaches to life are more amenable to change than others. And as the world changes, then that's one right. would expect perhaps cultural mm-hmm. practices, religious practices, to try and accommodate the global changes, or is that an unfair expectation?
No, I think also we need to recognize that what we see as a standard form of religion may also have come into existence at a fairly modern date. So if one thinks about, for example, in Christianity, there's the overlay of the practices of the church over earlier pagan and agricultural ceremonies. So if you think about Diwali, which is celebrated on 27th October, the celebrations happen over a five-day period, and the date is traditionally sometime in October or November, late October, early November. And it coincides with the new moon of the month, the Hindu month of Kartika. This is really the harvest season, so that was why Diwali was celebrated. And it also celebrates the onset of winter, which is why the fires are lit and so on and so forth. In North India, some parts see Diwali as the beginning of the new year. So Holi, the celebration of colors, which happens in March, signals the end of winter. Diwali signals the beginning of winter. So there's actually a very deep civilizational agricultural content to Diwali, which may or may not be connected with either religion or the setting of fireworks and so on and so forth. So one doesn't need to look to only the modern connotations.
Yeah, what I'm hearing from you is that an argument that says, I am Hindu, I celebrate Diwali. Diwali has traditionally been associated with fireworks. Therefore, you must allow me to set off fireworks. That's an argument which can quite easily be contested. That's what I'm hearing from you.
Yes, in India it can be. In South Africa, there's a different history, I'm assuming, because given the history of apartheid, given the fact that certain cultural traditions were allowed to certain communities and so on. So I would tread lightly there. But if one thinks about Diwali as a festival, in my state, I come from the state of Kerala, southern state of Kerala in India, southwestern state actually, we don't celebrate Diwali at all. In large parts of northern India, Diwali is associated with Lord Rama and the Ramayana. In a large number of southern states, it's associated with Lord Krishna, who defeats a demon called Narakasura. In western India, it's associated with the defeat of King Bali by Vishnu. King Bali is seen as a just and virtuous king, though belonging to the wrong side of the divide, as it were, an anti-god. So there's a whole set of traditions around this, and Diwali is not celebrated by Hindus for the same reason all over India. There's also other complications which I can talk about, because different religions in India observe Diwali for different reasons.
Don't have time to listen to those complications, unfortunately, but thank you very much for what you have already told us. Professor Dilip Menon, a Mellon Chair of Indian Studies and the Director of the Center for Indian Studies in Africa at Wits University.